Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen again.
Well, amen again. Well.
Oh, today is going to be just a tad bit tight.
Okay.
One of my comedian friends is Miss Vita Howard.
I know.
From
Vita,
Atlanta,
Vita?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Hey, Vita. Had a joke about this, and I've decided to make it a sermon.
Well, you better come on with it, Reverend.
1 Corinthians.
Yes.
The 6th chapter.
Uh-huh.
And the 18th verse. Mm. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Flee sexual immorality.
Run for it.
Stop right there.
Huh?
Flee
yeah.
sexual immorality.
All right,
wow.
And for a few minutes this morning,
well,
I would like to talk from the topic.
Please do.
You heard what he said.
You heard what he said. It's plain, Reverend.
You heard what he said.
It's plain, Reverend.
If you read Paul's writings, if you are a follower of what Paul writes, he rarely deals with short sentences.
Yeah.
Paul typically deals, Yolanda, with commas.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
He deals with colons and semicolons. But in 1 Corinthians 6 and 18, Paul says, flee sexual immorality.
Period.
Right.
Flee fornication in the King James Version.
Yeah.
Period. The period indicates there's nothing left for me to say.
That's it.
All right,
I said
now.
It. Don't try to read into what Paul said.
Come on now.
Because, Brother For Real, he didn't say pray.
No.
Wow. He didn't say fast.
No.
He didn't say tarry.
None of that, Reverend.
He didn't say build an altar.
No.
He didn't say make a sacrifice.
No. Wow.
He ain't say dialogue.
No.
He ain't say get closure. He said flee.
Run.
Flee means to run away.
Yes, sir. Get out of there.
If I was just talking to my church, I would say get the hell out of there.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there. Gotta get out of there.
But now, to our knowledge, Paul was single and practicing celibacy.
He was taking this time.
However, I read in Acts 16, Paul baptized a lady named Lydia.
The Bible says
he spent the night with her.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not implying Paul did anything.
No. Not that kind of thing.
But he had to have had a moment for him to tell us to flee fornication. Lydia probably had it going on.
Yeah.
Lydia probably had dumps like a truck.
What?
Stop
probably
it.
Had thighs like what?
What?
36.
Huh?
24.
Huh?
36. What a winning hand.
What a winning hand.
Lydia was probably brick.
Yes, sir. What a winning hand.
And Paul is saying, when you come across your sweetness, which is your weakness,
yes, sir.
This ain't the time to speak in tongues.
No.
This ain't the time to touch and agree.
No, we definitely don't need to touch.
Get you a pair of Air Max.
And what?
Run. Flee.
Run.
Get out of there.
Yes, sir.
Because God will make a way.
Yes, he will.
Of escape.
Through that front door.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's
get
all right.
Get that run one time, Reverend.
No, he's all
flee
right.
Flee out of there, Reverend.
No, he's all
yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
God trying to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You heard what he said. Flee.
Reverend, you got to get out of there.
You got to go.
You got to run.
You got to go.
The way of escape.
Everybody want to fast and pray. Now, it's too late.
It's too late, Reverend.
You got to get out of there.
Use one of the way of escape. You got the window.
You got the window.
You got the back door.
The front door.
The front door.
You better get out of there.
You better get out of there.
Yeah.
Ain't no need to say we did. Well, let's just sit here and pray.
Let's just sit here and talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's pray that the Spirit.
Yeah,
hey,
let's
get
get
out of there.
We better than this.
Paul done told you get out of there.
Yeah, get out of there, Reverend. Ain't no need to stand around.
Nah.